truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Just look at where we started in January. We saw a job loss of 700,000 jobs.
We had a difficult, dark night in this country. And I don't care what political
thinking
party...
Thinking about my kids, sorry, in school, having to listen to that.
The primary obligation of journalists is to seek and report... And
it sounds racist to me.
Lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's now officially Saturday, so you can just chill out. Take it easy. This is the only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We lay the truth on you. We don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. You know what? You can quit. You can become a free-thinking man or woman. Listen to this show. Let's take it issue by issue. Let's find out who's pulling our chain, who's yanking something else. And if they are yanking something else, by God, they better be smiling.
That's the truth.
Welcome back to our program. You can see us online every night at philhenryshow.com. You can watch the show as we go about whatever it is we go about doing here at philhenryshow.com, live streaming video, live streaming audio, audio on demand. And that means you can download the show the next day if you missed it. And we have an affiliate page there. You can see all of our great affiliates. Visit us at twitter.com/realphilhenry. We're on Facebook as well. Now, we have talked to you a little bit about the Van Jones audio, and we'll tell you who he is and what that is. I'd also like to mention that I want to get into, if I have time, a story about a fallen Marine, a wounded Marine, not a dead Marine, but a wounded Marine, that suddenly has sparked debate as to whether or not this picture should have been published. The parents didn't want it published, and I don't imagine that the government necessarily wanted it published. I know how I feel about those things. If they are gratuitous, in other words, if the press has had a history of showing these kinds of things and not, for instance, the heroism of our soldiers and the good things that they're doing, just showing a fallen man in combat, I've got a problem with it. I know the L.A. Times, the first week of the war, the very first week of the war in Iraq, the L.A. Times gleefully showed a dead Marine laying in the street. And I that was the end of the L.A. Times as far as I was concerned, as far as being a subscriber to their newspaper. And ever since then, I've taken every opportunity to remind people that if they missed today's edition of the L.A. Times, they could probably find it under their windshield wiper, which is how the Times is, of course, delivering their paper these days. Yes!
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. As far as I'm concerned, it's true. So we'll be talking about that right now, though. More Van Jones audio surfaces online. Now, who is Van Jones? Well, he's some guy that they decided to nominate to be the new green chief, the new guy that's going to tell everybody how to be green, okay? Now, you know how I feel about green. I guess it's okay. I don't know. Nobody stopped to ask me. I mean, yeah, you know, they're asking my opinion. Dude, you think we ought to have hybrids? Yeah, I think we ought to have hybrids because I don't want to have to spend money on gasoline. Why don't I want to spend money on gasoline? It costs too much, and I don't want to pay no Arabs no money for gasoline. I'd rather pay Americans for oil. I'd rather drill it right out of the channel here. But I'm told by the green people, no, you can't do that because it'll mess up the scenery and it'll do this and that. I mean, you know, as if we have the time and the time and the energy to debate whether the scenery's going to get screwed up these days. All I'd like to do is get off the foreign oil as fast as possible. If we can do that by pulling the oil out of the ground here, will it make a difference in terms of price? I don't know. I know that speculation as it goes. Some people who invest in the purchasing of foreign oil may say, uh-oh, look at America. They're drilling for their own oil. They're getting ready not to buy foreign oil. I think the price ought to come down. Maybe the speculation will be that the price should come down in foreign oil. Maybe they'll get enough of a jolt. Maybe they'll start to, you know, fear what the great American machine is going to be using for oil, that they'll start to lower the price and make it a little bit more competitive. Who knows? Crazier things have been done. Crazier things have happened. I mean, it is market pressure, right? Can't we apply a little pressure that way? I don't know. If it ain't green enough, fine, it ain't green enough. I won't argue with anybody. If you want me to get green, I'll get as green as I can get, man. But, you know, there's only so much green I can get before I just turn yellow and rot, you know?
Yeah, well, it's not what I heard. And if they legalize marijuana, then...
Don't talk about that, will you please? But anyway, Van Jones is the new green chief or the green advisor or some kind of jazz. Well, what happened was the cat was giving some speeches before he became a part of the Obama administration back in February. I think it was at Berkeley, and he called Republicans a-holes. They said, how is it that Republicans were able to block the Democratic majority during the Bush administration, But now Democrats cannot seem to deal with Republicans, and Democrats even have an even bigger majority, and Republicans are still winning. It seems Republicans are still getting the message out. And he said it's because Republicans are a-holes. And that seemed to upset some Republicans. I don't know why. You guys know you're a-holes, right? You know you're every bit as much an a-hole as a Democrat is. The only thing the guy got wrong in that speech is that he didn't include Democrats in that description. Democrats are a-holes, too. They all play that stupid, silly game of, I don't care if it's good or bad for the country. If it ain't my policy, it ain't going no place. All right, so he said that, and people got upset. Then the next day, here came more news. A petition signed by a great many so-called illustrious Americans who believe that the government should be investigated for possibly causing 9/11, either by actually ordering the murders themselves or by tacitly going along with it. They had advance information. Who knows what these acid heads are thinking? But it was signed by all kinds of marvelous people like Ed Asner and I don't know who the hell else. And number 46 on the list was this jackass Van Jones. So in other words, this guy was signing on to 9/11 truth. Now, you may, if you'd like, adhere to any philosophy. It is a free country, and you can believe anything you want. But there are some things that would mark somebody as a little bit of a screwball. And I'm here to tell you, I don't want to give the bad news too quick, but if someone listening to me right now believes in the so-called 9/11 truth theory, that is the conspiracy theory that says the government's behind it, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, a psychiatrist is the first visit you ought to make tomorrow morning. Now, forget about everything else. Beating all the friends at the coffee shop and jaw-jacking over all the news and going home and writing a blog and, you know, and weighing in on Facebook, whatever else you want to do. First stop, psychiatrist. Then you can go and do whatever you want. Well, guess who's part of that? Van Jones. Now, today, it's another day. It's another day, and this guy apparently has got his big fat mouth open all the time, saying all kinds of things that, even if they aren't necessarily controversial, I don't think anybody knows what the hell this guy's talking about. And you will listen to some of these comments. We'll play them for you. You can listen to them if you want to, but you may hear them here if you'd like. And I think you'll agree with us here at the Phil Hendry Show after you hear these comments that if Obama doesn't fire this guy over the weekend, honest to God, just move him out of this. Say, look, I tell you what, Van, I got a great job for you, all right? Can you go to pick up hamburgers at noon because Joe doesn't want to do it anymore? And maybe, you know, pick the kids up from school. Find something for this guy to do other than something important. Obama's got to can this guy's ass, and he's got to do it within 48 hours before the sun sets Sunday night. This guy, Van Jones, should be, gone baby gone Jones. All right, now here it is. Van Jones compares President Obama. Are you sure he's comparing President Obama to a crackhead or President Bush? According to the note that I have here, it's President Obama is being compared to a crackhead. It's Bush. Okay, so the audio, the copy was wrong. Here is Van Jones. Boy, it would have been something if it was Obama. Here is Van Jones comparing President Bush to a crackhead. And I don't know what a crackhead looks like or sounds like, but maybe Van does.
Just look at where we started in January.
Wait a minute. That ain't Van. Here's Van. Van Jones, crackhead, take one.
Just begin to drill more. To drill offshore, to drill here, to drill there, to liquefy coal, to go with oil shale and tar sands. Do whatever you can to get more petroleum into the system. And we heard our president saying just that. And I hate to say this, and I hope I don't offend anybody.
Of course
not. The president of the United States sounded like a crackhead when he said that. A little bit more petroleum. I can get some more. Let's get some more. It was shameful.
Right. It sounds racist to me.
All right, then Van says, that was kind of funny. I mean, crackhead, whatever. You know, I mean, Bush was called a moron. He was compared to Hitler. But by God, let's not attack a president that way now, shall we? Here is Jones commenting on the Iraq war.
We had a difficult, dark night in this country. And I don't care what political party you're in. I think you have to agree at this point that we took a wrong turn somewhere.
No, I don't.
And that an authoritarian sentiment seize control of the reins of power in our country, burned the Constitution, enshrined torture, launched an unjust war under false premises.
All right, this guy is giving a political opinion that is not informed at all. That's the nicest comment I can make about what he just said. It completely uninformed. All right, here is Van Jones discussing the treatment of anti-war demonstrators.
You and people like you all across the country who, when it was difficult, when somebody had taken the American flag and turned it into a war flag and used it to beat and whip and lynch anybody who didn't agree that we should be bombing people and torturing people, when it was difficult, people like you were willing to stand up and say no. People like you were willing to stand up and say, this country has never been a perfect country, but we are not going to be pushed to be worse than the people that we're fighting by anybody. And it was difficult.
Again, a series of Vietnam-era criticisms of the war machine. Also an indictment of the American military as torturers and bombers. And he uses the word lynch, which I suppose, being an African-American, he's entitled to use the word lynch. Although I didn't see any anti-war protesters lynched. I didn't see any of them tortured. In fact, I saw their stupid asses out there in the streets as often as they wanted to be. Problem was, there weren't a whole hell of a lot of them. Finally, Jones says, only white students shoot up their schools Columbine style.
Our young white males are suffering in the society.
Suffering.
Profoundly. Profoundly. And nobody is saying a word about it. We'll criminalize the black student. Criminalize the black child, the Latino child. We have this whole discussion about, well, are they animals? Are they not animals? Should we abuse them? Should we help them? Blah, 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 blah. And that young white boy is sitting there suffering. You've never seen a Columbine done by a black child. Never. They always say, we can't believe it happened here. We can't believe it was these suburban white kids. It's only them.
I'm not sure what that series of comments meant. It sounds like he's supporting the white kid who doesn't get enough medical attention because he wants to go out and blow up his school. By the same token, he does make the point only whites do that, and he may be right. I haven't looked into it, but I'm sure he's probably right. I haven't seen of black students doing that, but black students are getting a lot of attention, according to him, and they're being fussed over to make sure that they're okay. And meanwhile, the white kids are suffering because those are the kids that are the only kids who perpetrate Columbine. So that was a beautifully loaded, ambiguous statement by a man who, frankly, folks, holds political opinions that I personally feel are anathema. Now, am I telling the guy that he doesn't have any right to speak his mind? Am I telling him he doesn't have any right to speak at a high school or a college? In fact, he was speaking colleges. He was speaking at institutions of higher learning. Am I saying he doesn't have a right to publish this stuff? No. What I am saying, though, is as a representative of the Obama administration, as a member working in the White House for whatever policy, I don't think the guy is fit. I don't think he's fit. I think that his point of view on a number of things will certainly distract Phil Hendry from whatever the hell this dumbass has got to say about green. That cat's whole outlook sucks ass, as far as I'm concerned, man. I don't agree with that guy on anything. And I have a right as an American citizen to say, I don't want to listen to that guy anymore, Mr. President. Got anybody else? This guy's going to be in your White House. He's going to be talking about green. He's going to be talking about things to do to save energy. I don't want to listen to his dumb ass. You're going to have to find somebody who can stick to the point. Not some jackball who is so radicalized and yet so uninformed and really made obsolete by the facts that he can only mouth these things without any real sense or logic behind them because this is what he's been trained to do and he doesn't have the discipline to learn anything more about what it is he's talking about. I don't think that bodes well for being the head of the green whatever. I think he needs to keep his mind open on some things, and I think that guy's mind is terminally, fatally closed. All right, that's that. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're invited to call in and check in and do all that stuff, and then later on in the program, all of the stories we couldn't get to, and then it's going to be the weekend in force. This is the world-famous Truth Is Our Bitch News Talk and Entertainment Show that knows what it's talking about, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
There's one more piece of information I got to give you about Van Jones, because this goes beyond, and I guess I'm getting into personal, just a personal preference, personal politics, but for me, this goes beyond the pale when, the guy is a crazy man signing 9/11 truth. I think he's a mental case when he talks about the United States military bombing and torturing and the flag being a war machine flag. He sounds like an old school Vietnam era dried up and blown away dumbass neo-hippie or something. I don't know what he's shooting for. Or maybe he's just sort of like Jeremiah Wright, man, but he ain't quite going as far as saying, white women like Hillary Clinton. He's not going down that road. But on Thursday, an administration official told ABC News the controversial White House official Van Jones' signature on a 2004 petition suggesting that the Bush administration let 9/11 happen in order to justify war because he did not carefully review the language in the petition. So the guy signs petitions that he doesn't even read. Jones said in a statement yesterday that he did not agree with the 2004 Truther petition and it does not reflect my views now or ever. On Friday, a 2002 document emerged which Jones was on the organizing committee of a newspaper called War Times. This was in 2002, a newspaper called War Times. Now, this is before the Iraq War. This is 2002. A new biweekly tabloid newspaper opposing the, quote, war on terrorism. It asserted that the world's most powerful nation has mercilessly, listen to this, mercilessly bombed Afghanistan and is installing a neo-colonial government of its own choosing, although that country has never attacked the U.S. Millions of Afghans have been displaced and faced starvation this winter. This is proof that the anti-war movement in this country had its origins long before the Iraq War. It's just anti-war. And any war that America fights is a criminal war. Any kind of defensive war that the United States may want to get into, even if we are flying over to Afghanistan to initiate it, is wrong and criminal, even if it's the Taliban that we're fighting, chopping off the hands of women, chopping off the heads of women, doing every kind of medieval punishment, perpetrating every kind of medieval crime against its own people that you can think of, sticking women in bags, not educating young women, not even educating young men, unless it's in the ways and the means of being a mullah, whatever the hell that is, and whatever the hell they do. Afghanistan, run by a fascist regime called the Taliban. And then, of course, we were there to kill Al-Qaeda, and we know who they are, a very rich criminal gang. A very rich criminal enterprise, not unlike the mafia or any other criminal enterprise. The administration is also green-lit, according to this War Times, that Van Jones was a part of, has greenlit massive Israeli assaults on Palestine and threatens to attack Iraq, Lebanon, Somalia, and other countries. Boy, you really kind of spread it out there, man, just in case you get one of them wrong. The agenda seems clear, to remake the world in the right-wing image with little regard for human consequences. Wartime's announcement appeared with the announcement of a protest march demanding a congressional inquiry into whether and how much the Bush administration may have played a role in the September the 11th, 2001 attacks. Jones was on the organizing committee of the newspaper War Times. Now, again, the man can have any opinion that he wants, but these are not only odious opinions. I mean, you can call them that. These are ignorant. These are just flat stupid, uninformed, without any eye toward reality at all, highly politicized, inflexible and narrow, not taking into consideration any other circumstance or political reality or historical reality. This is simply the ideologue at his finest, the narrow ideologue at his very finest, being ignorant. Ignorance, in my opinion, is someone who just shuts their mind down and says, this is the way it is, and this is the way it's always going to be, and can never change, and this is the way I want. You know, if you're a Democrat, if you're a conservative, and you hate narrow bastards like this, take a look in the mirror. Because that's exactly the kind of narrow-minded approach to politics that conservatives take, as well as progressives and liberals and Republicans. But I would imagine that this kind of guy would piss off a conservative, right? Well, take a good, long, hard look in the mirror, because that's exactly how conservatives approach politics as well. Narrow, with a preset view of how the world is, even if it's wrong. This guy doesn't get a green job. He ain't going to get a red job. He's going to get the red light, man. They got to bounce this cat's ass out of there as fast as they possibly can. By, like we said, by Sunday night. Van Jones in all his glory. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with a few more items. An AP picture of a wounded Marine. We got the stories we couldn't get to and some phone calls at 877-876-PHIL. The only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
We happen to have an advanced clip of Obama's speech, the planned address to the school kids on Tuesday, and here's just a little bit of that.
Lesbian, lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
But that's all we've got. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL.
That's pretty funny, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, bud. That's
it's all right.
Thanks a lot, Robert. I mean, it's all right, man. It was high comedy. All right, so couple of things. Number one, AP picture of wounded Marine sparks debate. Defense Secretary Robert Gates expressed disappointment Friday at a news outlet that used a picture taken and distributed by the Associated Press depicting a U.S. Marine mortally wounded in combat in Afghanistan. Mortally wounded. That generally means that this poor man died. That's what mortally wounded means. The AP distributed the picture despite personal pleas from Gates and the dead Marine's family in a case that illustrated the difficult decisions in reporting on a conflict where Americans have seen relatively few images of fallen U.S. troops over 8 years, said the Associated Press in one of the most self-serving stories I've ever heard written in the history of my life. Few pictures of fallen U.S. troops? Do you know that when that war started and the Iraq war, I had hundreds and hundreds of pictures of American soldiers passing out medical aid, passing out food, passing out candy, helping little children. I mean, we had pictures on our website showing all kinds of heroic behavior by American troops routing the enemy. Not a one of them made it into the newspaper. Are you guys, what are you guys over at the AP doing now? Okay, I know you're not using drugs anymore. Okay, but I think, providing each other with a little bit of oral relief, I think that, you know, that may be backing up into your head. Because I'm telling you right now, relatively few images of fallen U.S. troops over 8 years. Relatively few? Well, if you've had relatively few images of fallen U.S. troops, there have even been fewer images of American troops doing something heroic like killing Al-Qaeda, like blowing their heads off, like blowing their asses up in one of those... Well, actually, we did see the video of them killing that one guy.
That was bitching the guy they blew up in a house.
Yeah, I guess that makes up for it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. On the line is Chris, and Chris is in New Hampshire. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight?
How you doing, Phil? Nice talking to you.
Good, thanks.
I just got a couple questions here. I voted for Obama. I have six children, ages from 3 years old to 18. And, we watch the TV and the political things as a family, as a group. I always believe in, being a fellow American and a countryman, good or bad, things happen no matter what. But my concern is as a parent, I do not believe that my younger kids should be subject to listening to something or a president speak. I would rather prefer see it on a Nightline channel at home so I could sit down with my kids and let them watch it and so they can ask questions and how I feel as their parent, as the parents, as my right of being their parent.
It is on TV. It's going to be televised.
Yeah, but in the schools they're saying, correct?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can. Is it closed circuited only to the schools? I guess it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love.
Well,
to
all right.
That.
So you want to sit down and you want to be there just in case, like a pornographic movie or an X-rated movie or an R-rated movie. It's also being broadcast. It's being broadcast live on C-SPAN, so you will be able to see it.
No, that is not my thing. My thing is
it. Well, what exactly is your thing? Let me find out here. So you want to be sitting with them and doing what exactly?
Well, okay, let me rephrase this. Okay, my fifth grader and my older kids, I don't have a problem with them sitting in a school, but it's my younger ones that I do So when they have questions that, as a parent, I should be the one answering them, not a school teacher guessing.
Oh, I see. Why not a school teacher?
Excuse me?
Why not a school teacher?
Well,
isn't that why you send them to school?
They're going to be able to answer every question for every child. And, you know,
give me a question your kid might ask that only you can answer after an Obama speech that a teacher can't.
Well, I think that, to be honest with you, I really can't say that because I don't know what he's going to say, but I think a teacher is only going to be relevant on what he is talking about, per se. I mean, I'm not saying that I know everything about this. I don't have a problem with friends.
Well, what I'm trying to determine with a lot of the folks that I talk to, Chris, not you necessarily, but a lot of people, was this an issue with people before somebody started sniveling and whining on TV about how horrible it was, or before Michelle Malkin and her ridiculous, asinine comments made it to the news? In other words, did anybody care before somebody came up with the idea that this was brainwashing kids? Were you concerned?
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, well, I think what's happened here is you have been unfairly treated. You have been lied to. You've been manipulated. And now you're concerned about your children. Why? Not because of a real serious problem in terms of indoctrination, because Michelle Malkin, Fox News, and a few other people need to get advertising dollars. They need to boost the ratings. They need to boost the audience. So they'll lie. I don't mind a boosted audience, but lying in order to boost audience, that's what I got a problem with. And it's frightened you as a parent, and it frightens other parents. And it's wrong. And I'll tell you this. It's unpatriotic. A president of the United States, no matter who, should be allowed to speak to school children. That's just beyond the pale to say that he shouldn't. Or to even think, and forgive me for saying this, Chris, to even think that a parent needs to be sitting with their child and monitoring it. This is a president of the United States of America, not unlike all the other presidents we've had. Our children learn about them in school. They learn about their function in government. Some of them have been great. Some of them haven't been so great. But we learn about them as a part of our history. And to have a president speaking to the children is, I think, it ought to be a law that presidents ought to talk to kids. And that you, a well-meaning parent, have been frightened into thinking there's something wrong with it, I think it's a despicable thing that these conservative bloggers have done, because they got nothing else to talk about, because they haven't got the brains that the good Lord stuck in their heads and the common sense to know that this got nothing to do with politics. And I feel bad for you.
Yes.
And I don't think you should fear for your children. And I think you should say to them, this is great. You're going to hear a president speak. And we can talk about it when you get home. And when daddy gets home, we'll sit around and we'll discuss. What did you hear today? I watched it at work. We had C-SPAN on. What'd you guys think? Chris, thanks so much for your call. You're a good man. He's a good dad. Can you believe it? You know what? I'll say this much, and I got plenty to say that ain't flattering toward the liberal and progressive side, or maybe the Obama side when it comes to certain things, but this is desperation time on the part of so-called opponents of the Obama administration, that they got to start dredging this crap up. I mean, I don't know what happened to these people. Did they run out of ammunition on the health care plan? Can they not just yet ready to bring themselves to say, you know, I just don't like a big-eared black guy being president? Is you're not just ready to come up to that one yet? So you got to kind of jazz it up with some stuff about political indoctrination? I mean, you heard us. We said we've got high schools and middle schools named after presidents. I've given you examples of presidents that have spoken to school children in the past. I gave you the example of George Bush speaking to elementary school kids when 9/11 happened. We've had presidents talking to school kids since the damn country started, and all of a sudden it's a big deal with Obama. All right, I don't want to keep harping on this, man. I think I've made my point.
Well, I don't know. Could you clear up a couple things for me? First of all,
will you just shut up? 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Police issued an arrest warrant on 8 murder counts for Guy Hinds Jr., in connection with the murder and criminal attempt to commit murder that occurred in a mobile home park in Glynn County, Georgia. Now, you may remember we played this audio on the air when the murders actually happened. It was horrible. The father, this man, Guy Hinds, Guy Hinds Jr., was making the call, and you felt for him, and you thought, oh, my Lord, this guy has discovered all of his family dead. They first charged Heintz, who was the one to call 911 to report the murders, for lying to police, then later released him. The arrest comes after 7 days of diligent investigation by Glynn County officers with the assistance of other law enforcement agencies. The eight people killed in the brutal mobile home attack in the southeastern coastal city included a father and four older children and other members of an extended family. Guy Heintz Jr. first reported the deaths in an emergency call released on Monday. He told the operator he just found his father, 45, his uncle, and several cousins apparently beaten to death. Let's listen now. This is an educational moment. Here is a pathological liar as he talks to the 911 operator. Listen to the acting job this guy does.
I just got home. My whole family's dead.
Okay, tell me what's going on.
I just got home from, I was out last night. I got home just now, and everybody's dead. I went out, my dad's dead.
How many people are there?
There's like six, my whole family's dead.
Okay.
It looks like they've been beaten to death. I don't know, man.
Okay, you're what, 47 Hope, New Hope Plantation, correct?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know what to do, man.
Okay. Take a deep breath, Vic. I'm coming for you. Just stay on the line with me, okay?
Okay.
Slot number 147, right?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, I don't know what to do, man.
Take a deep breath. I'm going to stay on the line with you till they get there, okay?
The law is coming. Him
okay, don't touch anything, okay, sir?
What?
Don't touch anything. Stay away from the residence, okay? So stay with your neighbor.
Man, I don't know what's that, man. My whole family's dead. My dad's dead. He's laying there dead.
I know. They're going to come. They're on their way, okay?
Great job, Eddie.
Thanks.
So there you go. That's the guy that the police have arrested for the murders after making that heartfelt, that heartrending, and ultimately horse dung call to 911. Guy Heintz Jr. Let it be a lesson to all of us, you know, as we go through life and we hear people and they come running out and they say things that are really frightening and we want to help them. For instance,
lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
But they might be kidding. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here in a world-famous Phil Henry show. We'll take one more phone call, and then we're going to get to the stories we couldn't get to tonight. This is Michael in Los Angeles. Michael, you're on the Phil Henry show. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Yeah, just a quick thing. You know, I don't care if, you know, the national media or the Republicans or their surrogates, you know, want to, you know, have these tirades every day, and they object to everything Obama does. They could run those stories 24/7, but I would think that the only thing I would ask for, or any American would ask for, is maybe a caption on the bottom of the screen at all times that say, voters reject GOP. They reject their record. They reject their intentions. And that's the bottom line. These people have lost the election. And I think that if they put that the Democrats themselves need to have that confidence that, you know, they won the election for a reason. And I don't think that people jumping up and down and hooping and hollering is going to change any of that.
Well, look, the mistake the Democrats have made and continue to make is they engage the Republicans in this jawjacking and this pitbulling. You know, what they need to do is very calmly sell this health care plan, as we've said on the show. They need to get better people to go out and pitch it. I think they've got some real losers out there. When you got Maxine Waters, you know, she just ain't getting it done, man. Now, I know Obama can communicate, but he's got to get other people out there that can articulate this. And if the town hall thing doesn't work because they're getting all kinds of crazy asses in there, or if they're, all of the town halls are working except for a few that are getting all the play, let's start getting some of the publicity out on the town hall meetings that are making sense. Get the information out and act like winners, which is your point, essentially.
And then when everybody has heard all the facts and everybody is sick to death and nauseated about the public option, then take questions. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, elections have consequences. And Barack Obama didn't get to be president because he's a socialist, a terrorist, a communist, or anything anybody is saying. He's president because the people of this country, a majority, said, tapped him on the shoulder and rejected the Republican leadership and all their resources. And you know, having them on TV every day whining about losing, you know, isn't going to change that. Republican or Democrats have got to, fulfill, you know, what people put them in office for.
They got to do that, and they also have to do a better job of explaining some things to the very people that voted for Obama, because the guy's got a popularity rating, or for whatever it's worth, that ain't exactly hitting a home run out of the ballpark.
Yeah,
a lot of people who claim they voted for Obama, they're, I'm a little disappointed. I didn't know he was going to do this.
The part where he's going too far on, you know, some of his, he's backed away, whether it be on wiretapping, spying, foreign policy, how he's handled some of the economy, not being with conviction on health care, and a lot of other things. There's a lot for both sides in the Democrat camp to complain about. But at the end of the day, people rejected Republican leadership, their record, and what their intentions are in the future. And I don't think
but just don't make it about Republicans. Yeah, don't make it about Republicans anymore. Make it about these are good ideas.
That's the people.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
Out there. Yeah, but those
right. That's right. Yeah. Well, right now they need to kind of change that game plan a little bit and make it about the winning ideas that they've got. Maybe get the president. Maybe the president needs to explain himself a little bit more on some things. And also, it don't help him when he's got these Van Jones and these kooks that are suddenly making the news every 5 seconds with this stuff.
And maybe
all right, Michael, I appreciate your call, man. Thank you very much. There's Michael in L.A. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with the stories we couldn't get to. We're going to get to them in just a minute here. Now for the stories we couldn't get to tonight on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We start here with a story from Mankato, Minnesota. Two Blue Earth County Sheriff's deputies didn't have to work too hard to track down four burglary suspects. The suspects, in fact, pulled right into the Happy Chef restaurant where the deputies were on a coffee break on Wednesday night. Now, the deputies had been investigating three residential burglaries that night that had similar methods of operation. When they were on their break at Happy Chef, a report of another burglary came in from Le Sueur County with a description of the suspect's pickup truck. A truck matching the description then pulled into the parking lot, and the deputies didn't have to go far to make an arrest. And the stolen goods, including laptop computers, other electronics and jewelry, were in the back. Captain Richard Murray said even a coffee break can be productive.
Yeah, what about a donut shop, though?
They could have been in a donut shop.
Yeah, but they weren't.
Doesn't matter. They could have been in a donut shop.
Yeah, what if they come in a donut shop? Yeah, but donut cops aren't supposed to do that.
Who says cops can't have donuts, man? They could have been in a donut shop, and the guys could have pulled into a donut shop.
Burglary guys are not going to go to a donut. They don't want to get weighted down.
Oh, get out of here. Don't want to get weighted down. A top-rated French chess player had to concede a game at a major tournament when he dozed off during a match after reportedly showing up drunk, according to local media, on Friday. Russian-born Vladislav Tatyev was declared lost on time on Thursday after officials at the Kolkata Open Grandmasters found he was unable to continue his game and had to be carried off, according to the Indian Express newspaper. This cat's French? He's got like a Russian name. What happened is unfortunate, tournament co-organizer Suman Mujumur, something or other, said, "It's in bad taste. Once the event is over, we will hold a meeting and decide how to proceed against this drunken slob." Thakiev, age 35, completed only 15 moves against India's Praveen Kumar in his third-round game lasting over an hour. Anyway, he was hammered, and that's the end of that. In Jonestown, Pennsylvania, police jailed a Western Pennsylvania man who was allegedly digging up a marijuana plant in his front yard as officers arrived to arrest him on unrelated theft charges. John Belts Jr., age 23, is in the Cambria County Jail. Johnstown police went to Belts' home to arrest him Wednesday on charges that he stole nearly $2,700 from a woman's bank account by using her identity to make 32 withdrawals. Police said he also sold more than $12,000 of her jewelry and computer equipment. Well, that's when police saw Belts standing next to a freshly dug hole and holding the plant, which they charged him with possessing. Belts faces a preliminary hearing on September the 16th, according to online court records, which don't list an attorney for him. A Bangladeshi newspaper was forced to print an apology Thursday after running an article that said astronaut Neil Armstrong had admitted his 1969 moon landing was part of an elaborate hoax. The story, which first ran on U.S. satirical news website TheOnion.com on Monday, said that Armstrong had been convinced by a conspiracy theorist that the Apollo 11 mission had been orchestrated by the U.S. government. So where did you land, Neil? The daily Manab Zaman, which translated the moon story into Bengali and ran it on Wednesday, attributed the story to the Onion News Network, a web broadcast put out by The Onion, which also prints a parody newspaper. The report has drawn a lot of attention. We've since learned that the fun site runs false and juicy reports based on a historic incident, said the Daily Manab Zamin, Bangladesh's only tabloid newspaper. Who did they fire? Well, anyway, the moon landing one was such a story which received numerous hits on the internet. The truth is that Neil Armstrong never gave such an interview. It was made up. We are sorry for publishing the report without checking the information, but that's what we do. We're in Bengali. In Uniontown, Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania history buff who recreates firearms from old wars accidentally fired a 2-pound, 1-kilogram cannonball through the wall of his neighbor's house. 54-year-old William Mazur fired a cannonball Wednesday evening outside his home that ricocheted and hit a house 400 yards away. The cannonball, about 2 inches, that would be 5 centimeters in diameter, smashed through a window in a wall before landing in a closet. State police charged Mazur with reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. No one answered the phone Friday at his house. He told the local TV recreating 19th century cannons is a longtime hobby. World-famous Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rantz, our technical director, Ralph Rodriguez, until Monday night or Tuesday morning from the El Pacifico. Good morning.
Phil Henry.